The Remarkable Story of Pocahontas. When we were young, we used to play cowboys and Indians. When we got a little older, we saw Hollywood movies about the battles between those two groups. Today, though, there is sadness and guilt about how Native Americans were treated by the first settlers. In the midst of that history is a moving story about a young Native American girl called Pocahontas. She was born in 1595 and was the daughter of Chief Powhatan, the leader of Senecomaca, a Native American tribe that lived in what is now called Virginia. She was given the official name of a chief's daughter, Amonute, when she was born, but as she grew up, she displayed such a happy and confident nature that her family and friends called her Pocahontas, which means delightful playfulness. She was favored as the chief's daughter, but he expected her to do what all the other women did, growing crops, learning to cook, gathering herbs, building a home, curing skins, tanning hides to make moccasins and clothes, butchering meat, and so on. Hard, but rewarding and satisfying work. She also visited the English fort at Jamestown and played with the children there. She would turn cartwheels with them. The English settlers arrived in May 1607 under the leadership of Captain John Smith. Tensions developed between the Native Americans and the English, and it was not long before another of Chief Powhatan's children took John Smith prisoner. They took him to meet the chief and forced him down on the ground, then put his head on two stones. Another man took a large rock and raised it above his head, as if he was going to strike Smith with it. But Pocahontas ran forward, knelt down, and put her head on the head of Captain Smith to protect him. Historians disagree about whether the Native Americans were really planning to kill John Smith or if they were just playing mind games with him. But either way, Smith was relieved that no harm was done to him. For some time, John Smith was held as a prisoner by Powhatan, and we have evidence that during those months he taught Pocahontas some English and she taught him her tribal language. Ultimately, the chief and the captain bartered, and Smith was sent on his way.